Good afternoon, Gerald. How are things going?
Going well, Jerry. I hope you had a great weekend.
I did, man. I, you know, remembered to spring forward an hour, so I wasn't late anywhere, and I'm loving these warm temperatures. I love it. I love it.
It's awesome. I wish we could have this weather, 365 days a year.
You know, there was a time when I really loved the summer, but I'll take this. I'm like you. This is the weather. I don't know if it's because I'm getting old or what, but I love this weather.
It might be a little of both.
Yep. Well, a lot of great things happened. Well, I shouldn't say great, but a lot of big things happened over the weekend. What are the big stories for our weekend wrap-up?
Yeah, a lot of important stories. A lot of people spent the weekend cleaning up after that ice and snowstorm we had last week. There were hundreds of thousands of outages across the area. The hardest hit areas west of the Raleigh area in Durham and Orange counties, we had to bring in crews from out of state to help get the power restored there. Still, people are waiting to get their electricity turned back on this evening. So it's been a long weekend with no electricity for a lot of people. The downed trees also caused a problem for travelers. Amtrak had to use buses to take people to and from Raleigh and Charlotte until the trees could be cleared from the rails and the power restored. 20 railroad crossings didn't have power. Of course, that's a dangerous situation with cars trying to cross there. You remember the woman who drove her minivan into the Atlantic Ocean with her children inside? She appeared before a judge on Saturday. Ebony Wilkinson, she's 32, faces three counts of attempted murder and abuse, also 28 weeks pregnant. Prosecutor said that she was a danger to not only her unborn child, but to the community, so her bond was set way up over $1 million. Part of Raleigh Hotel was evacuated over the weekend because of a hazmat situation. Firefighters were called to the Extended Stay America on Waketown Drive. They cleared the second floor as a precaution and didn't find anything, and no one was hurt. Of course, Jerry, big basketball game over the weekend, the Battle of the Blues 2, Saturday night, Duke and UNC, the biggest rivalry in college basketball. They went at it to Cameron. Duke beat the Tar Heels 93-81, and a really fun event in Raleigh. 700 kids and adults ran in a benefit for Joyner Elementary, a little 5K. The runners made their way along the greenway, and they circled back to the school. So it was a nice little race, and the proceeds benefit the elementary school.
That is great. Any word on this missing plane? I mean, that is so bizarre that they can't find this plane.
I'm telling you, a lot of speculation as to whether it was terrorism or not. We're looking into that, too. We're talking to a local expert.
Awesome.
So we'll have that today at 5:30 and 6.
All right. Anything else tonight you guys are going to touch on?
Yeah, the Jeffrey Sinclair trial, the former Fort Bragg general who was accused of sexual assault. It was a short day for the jury today. We'll tell you why the judge dismissed the jury early.
All right, Gerald, thank you for the update. You have a great week. We always look forward to these updates, and we'll catch you next Monday.
Okay, thanks, Jerry. Take care.